It's Friday, January 31st, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Amazon and Apple earnings provide more direction. And Avast course corrects and Exnor AI out at the Pentagon. This is the Business of Tech. Microsoft's cloud numbers were discussed yesterday, so here are Amazon's today. AWS is up 34% from last year, outpacing analysts' fourth quarter estimates. The division only accounts for 11% of Amazon's total revenue, but accounts for 67% of the company's operating income. AWS continues to grow faster than Amazon's North American or international business segments, but the growth is steadily trending downward. While one analyst cited competitive pressures and the slower pace of big business moving applications to the cloud as reasons, the company's balance sheet shows that future customer commitments for AWS services has increased 54%. Additionally, Apple has also announced their results. The company is up 9% in revenue from a year ago. The most notable number, Apple has announced an active install base of devices of over 1.5 billion. Why do we care? Let's start with the cloud business. Amazon did well against expectations, and so did Microsoft yesterday. Healthy, growing business, and there is opportunity here and customer demand. The race for dominance is good for customers and good for the ecosystem. If Amazon had stumbled, there might have been a new leader. Instead, we have two key players pushing further and further forward. Link this with the server sales data I talked about a couple of weeks ago, and the opportunity is clear. The market has spoken, and the cloud is the norm. Apple's announcement of active numbers bests Microsoft's previous announcements of 1.5 billion monthly active devices. That's an important milestone to highlight, as there are more Apple devices now than Microsoft ones. That isn't more Macs than Windows devices, to be clear. I highlight that for the services companies to think about. Is your focus divided appropriately? Dismissive of mobile devices? Jeff Bezos wasn't hacked via a desktop. If you aren't thinking about management of these devices, you're leaving yourself exposed. And vendors, don't miss this. And updates from two stories previously reported on the show. Avast, who were found to have been selling private web browsing histories of its users, has just announced it will be exiting that business and completely shut down the subsidiary Jumpshot. Unrelated, Apple has ended Exnor AI's involvement in the Pentagon's Project Maven, which is aimed at using artificial intelligence software to analyze imagery captured by military surveillance drones. This project has been under fire by tech workers, particularly at Google, who objected to the project, and Google thus left the contract. Why do we care? The market spoke quickly, and Avast has changed direction. Lesson to be learned here. Customers really don't like you selling their data without their knowledge when it comes out like this. Cover-up? Always worse than the crime. This is another example from me of customers wanting to know how data is managed and wanting companies to handle it ethically and responsibly. There's opportunity here for sure. Apple's move is consistent for them. They don't work on military applications, and they have concerns about security and privacy. Not entirely surprising to be sure, but a data point on their consistency. They are building a track record customers are going to trust. Remember, it takes one misstep to lose all of that trust, but many delivered consistently to build it. It's not just about avoiding the missteps, it's about taking the steps to establish it too. Today's episode is brought to you by all the ways you can get the Business of Tech content. If you're not signed up for our newsletter, every Monday we've got a recap of stories you might have missed from the podcast, including links out to our videos and live streams. If you're interested in the videos, subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll get all the videos, access to the podcast, as well as the ability to watch our weekly live streams. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This weekend, two bonus episodes. You can catch the content from Thursday's live stream, if you missed it, spread across two episodes this weekend, one releasing on Saturday and one releasing on Sunday. I look forward to your feedback. Tell me if you like this idea, and talk to you on Monday.